Our passage from Jeremiah ends with a very sobering indictment against Judah. Quoting from that passage again, "This is a nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from its lips." When a nation turns away from God, willfully choosing to disobey him, truth perishes and is cut off from their lips. Now, think about this with me. Milk that has perished, if you look at it in the fridge, in the plastic container, it still looks like milk. But imagine this. There's just a plate of freshly cooked chocolate chip cookies out of the oven. And they're just there, nice and warm and soft. And you think, there's nothing better for my afternoon snack than to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those cookies. Not during Lent, of course. And a nice glass of milk. So you pour the milk into the glass. You sit down. You take that bite of the cookie. And that chocolate goodness is melting in your mouth. And then you take the milk and put it to your nose. And you think, oh, this is awful. Because the milk has perished. It still looks like milk. It still is milk. But its consistency, and I'm no chemist, so I don't know what's going on chemically there. Some of you might be able to tell me, but something has gone very, very wrong. When truth perishes from our lips, it's not the milk that goes sour, but our lives. When this happens at a national level, it leads to forms of totalitarianism that Pope Benedict, when he became Pope in 2005, termed the phrase the dictatorship of relativism. Now think about this, beloved. The summer attestation form that requires all applicants to affirm abortion rights as foundational to the Canadian Charter. And by the way, there's nothing in the Canadian Charter about abortion rights. This is a bald lie on the part of our government. It's called a right that isn't even a right. Back on January the 19th, Rex Murphy, in a National Post article, commented on the attestation in this way. "At the core of this affair is the blasé assumption of the secular progressive mind that religion, most particularly the Christian religion, is so over, so not 2018, that the rights of the religious are not the same stamina, not of the same worth and truth as all of our modern rights." I love this line. "Freshly blossomed out of fashionable ideological hothouses." Let me read that again. "Freshly blossomed out of fashionable ideological hothouses." Rex Murphy was a Rhodes Scholar and knows how to use language. He goes on to say, "Traditional Christian rights are the right of the backward part of the population, those who rarely make a noise, block a street, or besiege a parliamentary office. So fooling with them, forcing believers to make awkward or even impossible choices, is seen either as an amusing, politically costless game, or as a condescending prod towards the inevitable evolution to a higher plane." He then concludes, "As for those dissenting, who sense their deepest convictions are being outraged, their consciences mocked, why, they are just stirring up a mere kerfuffle," said Prime Minister Trudeau. "We will be long waiting for the day when an equal slur against a non-traditional religion, or one on, say, gay rights, is so characterized." In a CBC News article from the 12th of January of this year, the Southern Alberta Bible Camp, which in the past has received $40,000 from this program to hire counselors, will not be able to apply this year because they hold as a fundamental truth of their religious conviction that abortion is wrong. Camp Evergreen, another camp in Alberta, is also in the same predicament. as are many other ministries and organizations. And the point here is something fundamental. These people, us people, we also pay our taxes. And surely, in a democracy, the free exchange of ideas and being able to hold to our deeply held convictions should be fundamental. For we only have to look at the 20th century to understand that when truth perishes and God is ignored, that ideological tyrants fill the void. Modern history is replete with examples of states displacing God and declaring, "Thus says the state, you shall do what we say or face the consequences." Sadly, though, as Jeremiah also makes clear, people are so often deaf and even dead to God, people who should know better because they're Catholics, like Prime Minister Trudeau. And let me just mention this. Read Jeremiah chapter 7. At the very beginning of Jeremiah chapter 7, Jeremiah is standing outside of the temple in Jerusalem, and he's saying, "You people say this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. You go in and worship, but it doesn't affect at all how you live your lives." And so our text from Jeremiah, remember what it says. "Obey my voice and I will be your God. And you shall be my people and walk only in the way that I command you so that it may be well with you." When truth is upheld, human flourishing can prosper. Think of the man in the gospel. He was mute. He was unable to hear the truth. But when his ears were opened and he could hear the truth, there's something that happens here in this text. He comes to see Jesus and to hear Jesus for who he truly is. But what about Israel's religious leaders? They claim that Jesus is in league with Beelzebul, the prince of demons. Now, in order for you to appreciate the depth of this insult, you need to know something about Beelzebul. He was a Philistine god worshipped at a place called Ekron. And it translates something like Prince Baal, the well-known god of the Canaanites. But the Jews then mockingly took this name and they turned Baal into the phrase, "He's the Lord of dung, the Lord of the flies." Talk about truth perishing. Claiming that the Lord of glory is in league with the Lord of dung. But such is our human propensity, to choose the deception and to reject the truth. Listen again to how Jeremiah puts it. "Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but in the stubbornness of their evil way, they walked in their own counsels and looked backward rather than forward. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all of my servants, the prophets, to them day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did." This was written 2,600 years ago. And it is a clear expression of what is sweeping over Canada. May we be a people who are alert to the truth that truth is perishing. And may the Catholic Church evermore speak and live prophetically and graciously. For while in some ways we might not be able to stand the kind of totalitarianism Canadian style, we can, like Jesus, touch the lives of individuals so that their ears and their hearts can be freed from these deceptions. Our ears and our hearts can be freed from this deception, and that we may speak the truth in love.